Unit 2. Fascinating Times. Lesson 1. Rochester Festival. 1. Listen and speak.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Dickens Christmas Festival in Rochester.
Wow! Look at all these people dressed in 19th century clothes. I think I prefer jeans.
Oh, Justin, please. I think it's great. Look, we travelled back in time.
I want some more.
Okay, let's go and listen to Charles Dickens. I believe he's speaking about his life. Justin, please pay attention.
Hello, everyone. My name is Charles Dickens. I was a famous writer in the 19th century, when Queen Victoria was Queen of England. I was born in Portsmouth on the 7th of February, 1812. My father's name was John Dickens, and my mother's name was Elizabeth. When I was 10 years old, my family moved to London. My parents had money problems, and my father had to go to prison. I had to go and work in a factory in terrible conditions.
Wow, you were so young. What was it like at the factory?
It was awful. I couldn't speak with anyone at the factory. I had to work very long hours, 10 to 12 hours a day, in very hard conditions. I never forgot my life in the factory, and I wrote about it in my books. Poor people's lives in the 19th century were very hard, and so different from rich people's lives. When I was 19, I became a newspaper reporter. In 1836, I married Catherine Hogarth, and I had 10 children.
That's a lot.
Justin. And how many books did you write?
I wrote 31 books. My first novel was The Pickwick Papers. It was published in 1836. Then I wrote Oliver Twist in 1837, and there was David Copperfield in 1849, and many others. I had a fascinating life. I died on the 9th of June, 1870, and was buried in Westminster Abbey.
Wow! I can't believe he had 10 children.
Justin, really?